Shiva, Shiva,
let me in.
Shiva, Shiva,
I wanna be closer to you.
Shiva, Shiva,
open up your soul.
Shiva, Shiva,
let me find that part of you, the part that nobody ever knew.
Let me touch your mind.
Oh, why don't you let me in? Let me be the first to ever touch your mind.
Hello and welcome to Let Me Touch Your Mind, the show where we try to get you to be something, do something, experience something, enjoy something, or if it's today, reflect and contemplate on something. So this show is a continuation of the earlier show. So just stay and enjoy.
Spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Been wasting most of their time glorifying days long gone behind. Been wasting most of their days in remembrance of ignorance so disgraced. Tell me who are them? Consolation, segregation, dispensation, isolation, exploitation, mutilation, mutation, miscreation, confirmation to the evils of the world. Been spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. Been spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. They've been looking in their minds for the day that sorrow's lost from time. They keep telling of the day when the savior of love will come to stay. Tell me who of them will come to be. How many of them are you and me? Proclamation, grace relation, consolation, integration, verification of revelation, acclamation, world salvation, vibration, stimulation, confirmation to peace of the world. They've been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. We've been spending too much of our lives living in a past paradise. Let's start living on life, living for the future paradise.
The time has come for America to hear the truth about this tragic war. In international conflicts, the truth is hard to come by because most nations are deceived about themselves. rationalizations and the incessant search for scapegoats are the psychological cataracts that blind us to our sins. But the day has passed for superficial patriotism. He who lives with untruth lives in spiritual slavery. Freedom is still the bonus we receive for knowing the truth.
Welcome to pilgrims and to the buffaloes who once ruled a plain. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds looking for the rain. Looking for the rain. Just like the city that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. In America, and ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. They look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America, and all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Save your soul from winter in America. Stick. Thank you.
it's a winter. Winter in America. And all of the healers done been killed. Sent away. Yeah, the people know. The people know. Winter in America, and ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows, nobody knows.
Mothers and our fathers, they had lives to live. Oh, and today is proof that mistakes were made. There's not a doubt in my heart, they done the best that they knew how. And there's still time for us to make the grade. We got to learn from the mistakes that were made in the past. We got to clean so that we can use our minds. In order to get it together, got to get our hands together.
Everybody's got to make it this time. Everybody's going to make it this time.
Our country and our cities, they have been betrayed for money. Oh, and somehow the people, they will make a change. Yeah, there's not a doubt in my mind, if hunger and anger place the blame, there won't be a country left to change. We got to see what we're doing in the name of comfort. We got to see, we got to feel the warning signs. But in order to get it together, we've got to get our hands together.
Everybody's going to make it this time. Everybody's going to make it this time.
Mistakes that were made in the past, we got to clean so
that we can use our minds. But in order to get it together, we've got to get our heads together.
There is at the outset a very obvious and almost facile connection between the war in Vietnam and the struggle I and others have been waging in America. A few years ago, there was a shining moment in that struggle. It seemed as if there was a real promise of hope for the poor, both black and white, through the poverty program. There were experiments, hopes, and new beginnings. Then came the build-up in Vietnam, and I watched the program broken as if it was some idle political plaything of a society gone mad on war. And I knew that America would never invest the necessary funds or energies in rehabilitation of its poor, so long as adventures like Vietnam continued to draw men and skills and money like some demonic, destructive suction tube.
It's your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulfstream waters. I tell you,
KPOO, San Francisco.
Sometimes confused by the double standards of society. And maybe I'm wrong about the way I feel. But then will somebody tell me what is really real?
Now I respect myself, I respect you too. But in the end it's got to be doing to me as I do to you. Now I'm trying to tell you it's time.
Separate, I want to my design. Separate the truth. To live like people so inspired.
The waters out to see, basic respect, humanity. When at one time seemed to be, we can live together peacefully. If we have truth, we can survive. That our forefathers have died. It should be a moral or a sin. If it is according to the skin I'm in. Skin I'm in.
see basic respect, humanity. I'm just trying to be for real in a world with less of peace. I'm so frustrated and flustered at what has been reduced to justice. It is the moral of our sin. It is according to the Signore. Signore.
I speak out against this war, not in anger, but with anxiety and sorrow in my heart, and above all with a passionate desire to see our beloved stand as the moral example of the world. I speak out against this with anointment. I'm disappointed with our positively and forthrightly with the triple evils of racism. Economic is simply moving down a dead-end road that can lead to national disaster. America has strayed to the far country of racism and militarism, the home that all too many Americans left was solidly structured idealistically. Its pillars were soundly grounded in the insights of our Judeo-Christian heritage. All men are made in the image of God. All men are brothers. All men are created equal. Every man is an heir to a legacy of dignity and worth. Every man has rights that are neither conferred by nor derived from the state. They are God-given. Out of one blood, God made all men to dwell upon the face of the earth. What a marvelous foundation for any home. What a glorious and healthy place to inhabit. But America strayed away, and this unnatural excursion has brought only confusion and bewilderment. It has left hearts aching with guilt and minds distorted with irrationality. It is time for all people of conscience to call upon America to come back home. Come home, America. Omar Khayyam is right, the moving finger writes and having writ moves on. I call on Washington today. I call on every man and woman of goodwill all over America today. I call on the young men of America who must make a choice today to take a stand on this issue. Tomorrow may be too late. The book may close. And you may not know it, my friends, but it is estimated that we spend $500,000 to kill each enemy soldier, while we spend only $53 for each person classified as poor. And much of that $53 goes for salaries to people who are not poor. So I was increasingly compelled to see the war as an enemy of the poor and attack it as such.
War is good for business. Invest your son. Yes, so I'm asking all of us to transcend what is coming at us on all sides and to think carefully and clearly. because if we are all going to be herded into actions which are more dangerous than even than what we are facing now, then we will later regret the fact that we went all along silently and didn't raise our voices as citizens to ask, how can we get at the roots of this problem? And what can we do about it? And all of us can do something, can seek God. That's the most important thing, ask questions. It's the American thing, it's the patriotic thing to do, to question, to ask. Everybody must be involved. I remember during the Vietnam War, I keep going back because that's... There are certain historical moments when learning is more intense than at any other period. And this is one of those moments, too, right now, after September 11th. But Vietnam was one of those moments when learning is compressed into a short span of time and place. And one of the things we learned about during those years was about experts and about when war started and people would ask questions, why are we there? So we'd listen to the experts. The experts would get on television and tell us why we're there. That all of us, whatever we do, have the right to make moral decisions about the world, and undeterred by the cries that will come up, oh, you don't know. These people up there, they know. Well, it takes only a little bit of history to realize how dangerous it is to think that the people who run the country know what they're doing. Governments lie. Governments lie. Very important to remember. Governments lie. I mean, not just the American government. Governments in general lie. When they say all governments lie, they sound like an anarchist statement. The anarchists have something there. They're right to be skeptical and suspicious of people who hold governmental power. Because the tendency of people over governmental power is to lie in order to maintain that power. But I hear all these people rushing to get in line, rushing to get inside the perimeter of power. And it's the job of the artist to transcend that, to think outside the boundaries, to dare to say things that no one else will say. And, fortunately, we've had, all through history, artists who dared to do that. As soon as you seek outside the boundaries, as soon as you say things that are different than what the establishment is telling you to say, what the newspapers, what the media, what everybody, including leading intellectuals, are telling you to say, as soon as you do that, the question of your patriotism arises. And Mark Twain said about patriotism, about loyalty, which people ask him, why aren't you loyal? He said, my kind of loyalty is loyalty to one's country, not to its institutions or its office holders. The country is a real thing, a substantial thing, the eternal thing. It is a thing to watch over and care for and be loyal to. Its institutions are extraneous. They're its mere clothing, and clothing can wear out, become ragged, cease to be comfortable. Cease to protect the body from winter, disease, and death. To be loyal to rags. To shout for rags. To worship rags. To die for rags. That is the loyalty of unreason. This is important because in the present discussion, boundaries have been set. Lines have been drawn. And people who go outside those boundaries or dare to criticize official policy are called unpatriotic and disloyal. When they say that, when they accuse dissenters of that, they have forgotten the meaning of loyalty and the meaning of patriotism. Patriotism Patriotism does not mean support for your government. Patriotism means support for your country, as Mark Twain said. Or as Evan Goldman said, that I love the country, but I don't love the government.
Convinced that if we are to get on the right side of the world revolution, we as a nation must undergo a radical revolution of values. We must rapidly begin to shift from a thing-oriented society to a person-oriented society. When machines and computers' profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, militarism, and economic exploitation are incapable of being conquered. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our present policies. On the one hand, we are called to play the Good Samaritan on life's roadside, but that will be only an initial act. One day we must come to see that the whole Jericho Road must be changed so that men and women will not be constantly beaten and robbed as they make their journey on life's highway. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. A true revolution of values will soon look uneasily on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth with righteous indignation. It will look across the seas and see individual capitalists of the West investing huge sums of money in Asia, Africa, and South America, only to take the profits out with no concern for the social betterment of the countries and say this is not just. It will look at our alliance with the landed gentry of Latin America and say this is not just. The Western arrogance of feeling that it has everything to teach others and nothing to learn from them is not just. A true revolution of values will lay hands on the world order and say of war, this way of settling differences is not just. This business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes and with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of peoples normally humane, of sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields, physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, cannot be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death.
Well, This is what I call freedom. Well, I wanna say, I wanna tell you, I wanna say it. When you can do what you wanna do and go where you wanna go and live where you wanna live and love who you wanna love and be what you wanna be. Joy, what you wanna join. Well, well, well. You wanna read, read, and write what you wanna write. Do what you feel is right. Freedom,
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 that's freedom,
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 sleep where you wanna sleep and say what you wanna say and let the children play where they wanna play and work when you wanna work, flirt when you wanna flirt. What you wanna buy?
Free.
With no one to ask you why. Dress the way you wanna dress.
Free.
Just because you feel it's best.
Free.
Walk the way you wanna walk.
Free.
Talk the way you wanna talk.
Free.
Shout the way you wanna shout.
Free.
No one to put you out.
Free.
August on the one, and the sidewalk was steam. Off the main drag in some low hotel, this frail rail jumped salty, and man, she started screaming. And the HNIC started screaming. The police came to make things change. Now I ask you, when was the last time a policeman in Harlem made things change? It's when the man tried to collar the frail rail away. This GI brother, who'd been eyeing the situation, jumped into the fray. He
grabbed the cop's headband and did his thing. I made motion with his metal and things went bang. The frail rail fled, the other two bled, one from the shoulder, the other from the head. And though it wasn't so, but you know how these things go, word quickly spread. The cop had shot the GI and the brother was dead. The cop had shot the GI and the brother was dead. The cop had shot the GI and the brother was dead. To hip you to the fact that things in the land of darkness wasn't jumping sunny. Though the depression was DOA, oh baby, so was the money. Us cats boarding drapes by Sam was getting shot, not just by Krauts, but by police in Little Rock, Baltimore, Beaumont. So when word spread this OFA cop in Harlem had done the same, what went down next? What a shame. What a shame!